just seen some film of a place on the east side called the Electric Lotus that is run for the Integral Yoga Institute, headed by Swami Sachidananda. Swami, the first thing I think I have to ask you is a very elemental question, but then I have an elemental mind. I don't really know what a Swami is.
Well, normally the term Swami is used to address a spiritual monk.
Spiritual monk.
Yes, a renunciate.
How are you different from a yogi?
Well, yogi is one who practices the system of yoga, can be called a yogi. He may be an ordinary, even a family man.
Oh, I see.
He need not be a renunciate. He need not be a monk.
He can just be someone who practices
yes,
yoga. He is
anybody.
Then called a yogi.
You can be called a yogi if you practice yoga.
Once you then become a monk, as
yes,
it were,
monk
then
means,
you're a swami.
Yes, yes.
And you
we take the vow of celibacy mm-hmm. and take vow of renunciation.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have anything of our own.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
How
all that we possess is for the service of others. So we don't call anything as of ours.
How do you feel? You say you take the vow of celibacy, and I didn't know that. You work with a lot of young people here in New
yes,
York.
Yes.
I would venture to say the young people have not taken the vow of celibacy.
No,
how do you not. How do you talk to them? How do you communicate? Do they think you're silly? I'm sure they don't.
No, not at all. I don't ask them to be celibate.
You don't?
No.
What about the use of drugs in the young people?
Well, normally I don't approve of it because it's not in any way helping the people.
Well, do you try to talk them out of using drugs in the
Well, I don't
yoga
try anything, but I tell them why the drugs are harmful and what is the place of a drug in this, in the yoga system. Many people think that by taking drug and getting into some sort of hallucination, they think that they are getting some extraordinary visions which are connected with yoga or spiritual goal. It's not so.
Do you get extraordinary visions when you're dealing... Now, I have never mm-hmm. practiced
yes,
it, even for one minute.
Yes.
When you're in a... Is there such a thing really as a yogic trance?
Yes.
Do you get visions then?
Yes. The visions are actually an expression of your own subconscious mind.
Of your own subconscious
yes.
mind.
So it doesn't come from anywhere out.
What kind of vision?
You unfold your subconscious. Any ideas, any impressions you have already in subconscious mind.
But things like colors or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, colors are nothing but the colors of the thought forms. Each thought has its own color and form.
When you became a Swami, when you were already a Yogi Raj,
mm-hmm.
You decided to take the vow of celibacy to go to the Himalaya Mountains. What prompted you to do that?
Well, actually, I wanted to dedicate my life for the entire humanity and not to lead a selfish life.
You felt that
I wanted to be more happy by giving happiness to others.
Have you found happiness?
Sure. That's why I'm continuing. Otherwise, before entering into this life, I had several vocations of mine. Mm. I was in different fields, technological fields, and nothing gave me lasting happiness. So I tried every bit of the things here.
How do the young people, Swami, in Ceylon,
yes.
differ from young people in the United States? Is there any difference?
Well, there is difference, because the young people in not only Ceylon, even in India, they are still searching for some material comforts and material things that they can use. Because of the present material level of those countries, they don't have all these different gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
So when they don't have, they think that there is something, some sort of joy behind it in acquiring and making use. Whereas here, it is all at their beck and call. They are more or less tired of all these material gadgets.
Do you think, I'm about to ask you one of those questions, do you still beat your wife questions, but do you think it's because the youth of our country,
yes,
of the United States, yes, has so much affluence, so much wealth, so much of everything.
Yes.
As you say, they don't have to ask. Do you think that's why they
yes,
tend to be so
because
troubled?
They have understood the limited happiness of the material comforts. So they are tired of it and they want something more.
What do you think of psychiatry for young adults, for adults in our country? Does it seem a little bit foolish to you?
No, not at all. It is a good science. It can be used in a better way, as if the psychiatrists think that they could help the patients or the people who come to them. But I believe in not only treating the people, but to make the people treat themselves.
Now, how do you do that?
In fact, yoga also is another form of psychology.
It is? How,
yes.
How does
because
it work, though?
We give them the clue how to get over the problems by themselves. We teach them to become their own doctors. So they need not come to us every time, whenever they have a problem.
I understand now, maybe I'm wrong, correct me if I am, that through yoga.
Yes.
Through yogi, now I'm confused.
Yoga. Yoga is the science, it's the system.
Through yoga.
Yogi is one who follows yoga.
Back where I started, took me 10 minutes, I'm right back where we started. Through yoga, you can overcome physical illness, is that right?
Physical as well as mental problems also.
But you mean just an upset stomach, or do you mean a
yes,
broken arm?
No, broken arm cannot be.
Ah.
But all sorts of normal ailments, say ordinary fever, cold, and getting into the influence of the external changes.
That
can be controlled. Because he develops a sort of resisting power in him by practicing these yoga postures.
What do you say to a young person who comes to you for the first time?
Yes.
You're very popular with the young, as I understand mm-hmm. it. They adore you. They met you at the plane. They
yes,
followed you.
Yes, yes.
What do you say to a young person who comes and says, Swami, I want to follow you. Lead me wherever you take me. Well, how do you treat that?
Well, I don't do anything with them immediately. I just accept them, and I show affection.
Hmm.
And I try to understand their level, where they stand and what they want. And from that stage, I slowly guide them. I don't just put a brake to say, oh, you are wrong, you have done this mistake. I never apply the term of don't do. In my method, I never ask them to stop anything, but I advise them which is the right way. Then they by themselves come to the right way and they change their habits.
In other words, even if you truly believe they're wrong in something, say
yes.
a child says, I'm unhappy,
yes.
I only have two cars, every other child has three,
mm-hmm.
and you know that
yes.
it's silly, you'd never say just straight out, you're being silly. You don't.
No, I will not say that.
Has any child ever said that, by the way, I have two cars and only have three?
Well, not regarding the car, but in many other ways. They come and say, we want this, we want life.
I have to look at my notes here because I don't know if I'll pronounce the word right. Ashram?
Ashram, yes.
That now is a communal,
yes,
a place for communal living.
It's a communal living under the guidance of the master.
Which is the Swami.
Yes.
By communal living.
We call it in other words, other name also. We call it the Gurukula.
I'll never try that word.
Guru means the master. Kula means the family.
Guru Kula.
So it's the master's family.
We had a gentleman on from the Playboy Club. Now, you mentioned communal living to anyone around the Playboy Club, and right away everyone starts going like that here in the United States, as I'm sure you realize.
Well, here also we allow them to play, but in a limited way, so that they can learn a little discipline.
In a Swami's vocabulary, what is playing in a limited way? I mean, how much playing is that?
Well, there is. Play is very necessary because
uh-huh.
the youth, they should have play.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop them. That is the age. And it is that through that they express themselves. But it is through a guided play, they can enjoy as well as they can have their control.
If Do you ever miss, just lose on a young person who you fail with? You must have had that happen, haven't you? A young person comes to you for help and you just can't help. Has that ever happened?
Well, so far I didn't feel that way. Some way or other, everybody gets some sort of help.
What do you say when someone is ready to go out by themselves again? What's the most satisfying thing one of them has ever said to the master, to you?
You mean regarding the change?
When they're cured or they're cleansed again?
Well, many people said they have more or less controlled and changed their ways and habits in their life. For example, smoking, drinking, taking drugs, and even eating meat, or in their even celibate life, see, in their sexual life, if they are too much. Mm. So they learn how to control it and have limitations in their life.
There's someone over there you can work on.
Many people have come and accepted that. In fact, many of them were addicted to several kinds of drugs. Without my telling them to stop, they themselves gradually stopped. All of a sudden, they will come and surprise me. Swami, I'm going to give a surprise. I say, what is that? I have stopped drugs.
Wonderful.
I have stopped smoking. Then I just admire them, I love them, I embrace them, I hug them.
If you're interested, the place is the Integral Yoga Institute. It's Swami Satchidananda. And this is John Bartholomew Tucker reporting.
Thank you, John. Incidentally, the Swami will conduct a lecture this Friday at the Village Theater beginning at 8 p.m.